It's the Vinnie Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Vinnie Randall Show. I'm your host, Vinnie Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Vinnie Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Vinnie Randall Show. I'm your host, Vinnie Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And like always, it's my humble pleasure that you allow me into your hearts and your homes. And like, if you want to reach out to me, you can always go to BashaniRadio.com or BennyRandall.com and just download the free app and leave your voice messages or whatever you want to leave. We are so okay with that. Today's guest, you know what we talk about, right? Y'all heard the slap around the world when Will Smith gave Mr. Chris Rock the slap of his lifetime, all right? And so we got two very outspoken individuals on the show today. We got, and you know them both. One is Tanisha. Y'all know who she is. She's got the powerful subscribed show called Straight Up with Tanisha, and y'all know how she get down. So I told her it's no holds barring today. I want her to come with that same energy she be coming when she be off the air. And on the other side, we got the worldwide music producer, the creator of bass music. You might know him from global hits as Bass Mechanic. And we can just go on and on and on. That's Mr. Adrian Hines. But today, they just my conversation, and we're talking about the slap around the world. Good afternoon, Tanisha, and good afternoon, Mr. Adrian. I can't hear you guys.
Can you hear me?
I got you. Hello? Right there. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Well, good afternoon.
All right.
Good afternoon.
That's what we talk about. Y'all know how it went down. Tanisha, you know, we had some off of the microphone conversation, and you was bringing the fire. Let me hear your perspective of what you seen last night.
I was outraged, just straight up embarrassed by it. Like, did he really just do that? I felt like it was blatant disrespect in the sense that you can be upset, you can be mad about something, but at this age, and I'm going to say, because you know, we kind of close in age, you got to have some type of control over your emotions and how you react. When you master your reactions, you become a lot stronger person. And it was just a setback for how you did it. Then I thought about if I was Chris Rock's wife or his daughter or anybody. You know, his fans didn't even think about it. He totally disrespected his family.
That's right.
His fans as well. And I just, I didn't like it.
Okay, so let me ask you, Tanisha, before we ask ADE. Let me ask you, so did you think about how you felt if you was Jada?
I don't think, my thought with Jada was, yeah, she felt some type of way. But he's been with her over 20 plus years, and she didn't just start rocking her hair like that yesterday. She's been rocking that way for years. And she brought out her fight with alopecia right around the same time she started this red table talk. So it was before all of the other scandals that they've had coming out.
Did you look at the look on her face and that meant nothing to you?
It didn't mean enough for you to go slap a man. Maybe say, hey, I'm going to handle up with your ass after the show.
Ooh, just like that. You should have taken him back to the press room, huh? Is that what you're trying to say? You take him back to the press room and press him up?
You know, I'm going to take you back to the playground, but you don't do that in front of live TV, millions, the whole world.
Oh, wow. A to E, talk to me, baby.
I don't think it was warranted. For one, because who's to say Chris understood that she had this alopecia thing? For two, I didn't know that, you know, women or what have you go through this great, you know, anxiety or depression or what have you with alopecia.
Oh, really? No. There's millions of women who are really sensitive.
And
you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of women who are sensitive to that.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you did not know that?
I didn't know that.
So when did you learn that? Today?
I learned that now that she was going through, you know, what she's going through. But I'm just saying, me as a man in the world, and I pay attention to a lot, I didn't know this was... This, you know, I know women have, you know, they can feel a certain way, but I didn't know to what degree. And we don't even know if Chris knew that this was the situation.
He didn't. He didn't know. And matter of fact, TMZ is doing a special right now. There's a lady on there teaching him about alopecia. He went backstage and said he didn't even know what that was.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
I knew what it was.
Oh, he went back. He said that? Is that a fact or just somebody's opinion?
Yeah, no, it was a fact. And then TMZ has actually got a black lady on there educating him. She's sitting down with him right now, educating him about alopecia.
Oh, she's educating who? Chris Rock?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
He had no clue about it. And I don't think that, I mean, like I said, he wasn't trying to be hurtful or intentional. And I really was upset with Will for the fact that he didn't try comedy. He knows that dude had a job, and his job was to stand up there and be a comedian for the Oscars. It was a good move. It was a good job for Chris. And you get up and slap him. I'm still done. I'm done.
Listen, the thing was, that was not about last night.
So what was that about? What was that about?
Because that joke was actually funny in the context that it was presented.
How so?
You understand what I'm saying?
Nope.
Because
tell me how so.
She looked like she finna go in the next G.I. Jane movie. Okay? That's what that was. And it was a joke that was poignant to her look. You dig what I'm saying? So
the green and everything.
So beyond the alopecia thing, you dig what I'm saying? The joke was poignant.
I've never seen it. I didn't equate her wearing green and having a short haircut something like G.I. Jane.
She just saying the military for the green.
Oh, I thought she had on green last night. Didn't she have on green?
No. I'm just saying in the movie.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, it was funny because if you look at it, Will was cracking up laughing at first.
Yes,
until
he looked at her and realized that she didn't think that was funny, and then he wanted to protect the honor of his wife. Now, do I think he should have did it right there? No. Could he went backstage in the press room and pressed him up? Yeah. I mean, because that's how I think men should do it. You know, let me go to the source. Don't get on the phone. You both are there. Let's get it. I just want to did it in live television because you're giving them what they expect. I think. Does that make sense?
Well, I'll say this. You know, what he did was a bunch of confusion in his head. Okay, he has a lot going on, and the world has been attacking them and coming at them, and it was a real sucker move because he knew Chris Rock wasn't going to retaliate. He knows Chris Rock personally. Okay, he done seen Chris Rock dress up in dresses and all kind of stuff and playing with him and all of that.
Because my understanding, they're friends, right?
Yes, I don't know what kind of friends, but they go all the way back to Fresh Prince days and all of that. So my thing is, they've done a lot of dealings together, so he knows him very well. And he took out his anger from everybody else in the world of what's been going on, and he took that out on Chris. That was a sucker move, because you knew Chris ain't finna do nothing.
So,
anybody else, he wouldn't have done that.
That's not a man. When everybody come out, oh, that's a man, and you got a lot of these silly women out here talking about, oh, that's what I want my man to do, this and that. Let me tell you something. This is a big problem because, you know, especially with the black women, and I'm gonna tell you this why. There's a biblical point to this because Adam and Eve, we know the first people, they were black. You understand what I'm saying? And when Adam and Eve did what they did, and the father said, hey, you shouldn't have been listening or what have you, and he cursed them, You dig what I'm saying? Well, the thing was that was done to them black folks.
Okay. So let me get this straight, ADE, so that we have some clarification. Did you just say Adam and Eve was black, right?
Yes, they were.
Okay. I just want to understand. Go ahead.
Right. So when he put that down on them, so if anybody that was put down on the most, it was on everybody, but especially them. So with the black women today, when they're like, oh, I want my man to fight. See, a black woman to go get you killed. You understand what I'm saying? Because they want you to defend their honor and all this here stuff. And it's like,
well, there's a black woman on this show. Is that correct, Tanisha?
But she understand that it was wrong. No. What happened?
Do you agree but with it? You agree with what he just said?
I do think that black women do want to be defended or protected, but I don't feel that black men are very good at it. And I don't think that will go.
So what do you mean black men are not good at protecting women?
Well, when I look at, for instance, if we just want to talk about things where I feel like black women are not being protected, this is a little bit off the conversation, but like R. Kelly, okay? And all the shit that he did to all of those women, that was black women being unprotected by a whole culture. Them people knew. And I think every last one of them should be in jail, not just him. Because they knew. There were parents that knew. And they was okay with it. But because of money and all of that, there was a lot of black women that did not get protected.
Oh, this is getting hot. This is getting hot. Go ahead, AD. I like this.
Okay, but listen. I'm not here to say that was right. That was dead wrong. Okay, that was wrong. But what I am saying is what I'm hearing from the women that saw this activity, and then I know women myself, and they, you know, they love. I mean, you going through it or a knockout drag out for me. You understand what I'm saying? They really get off on that.
I hate that.
Hold on. I want to make sure I'm hearing this right. Are you saying women or black women? What I'm trying to give me some clarification.
Well,
you're saying
they like
drama, or they wanna? I'm trying to understand what's your point here. What are you trying to go with this?
Well, because we have been, you know, made to be a little more aggressive because of what we went through. You understand, you know, as black people, you dig what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is because of that, that's why I know more black women, they like more of the aggression. You dig? So women like to be defended. Okay. That's a natural thing, you know, for a man.
Can I break it down when you finish?
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, so
because I understand what he's saying. It's strong.
You just said when he finished.
I know. I just love it. I love it. Sorry.
You didn't let him finish.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
Go ahead, brother.
But it's just that they want to be defended to a detriment. Let me tell you how I know this for a fact. I remember my mother, father rest her soul. She... you know, after we, you know, she down in the neighborhood, you know, back with, you know, her home and everything. And I go back to see her, what have you. And one of the dudes from around the neighborhood, he was in a house, and then he was helping her do different things or whatever, you know. And then he messed around and must be took some money from her, right? Went in her things and stole some money. And she called me, she told me about it. And then I went down there, and because growing up with my mother, I know how my mother is. You dig what I'm saying? She wants this kind of, you know, that she just raised, she was tough like that. So the thing was, now, luckily, I couldn't find him right then, because I would have had some idiotic thought in my mind, you did this to my mother, and now I got to do something to you. And this is going to, you know, make my mother feel good and make her know that I love her and I'm taking care of her and I'm protecting her. And I could either get killed or go to jail. Mm-hmm. You dig what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
in my, you know, but me realizing that she, without saying that, this is the response that she wanted. It was just thankful that I wasn't able to find him and I was able to get my mind right and understand because of my learning, more spiritual learning, you don't want to do that. You understand what I'm saying? So I know that's just my mother now. You understand? And she ain't even here no more, but I can tell you the truth about the situation. And I know women, they really get off. I've had altercations in life, right, where I have been in shootouts. And I've had to shoot people, right? And what happened?
Allegedly, you had to shoot people.
Yeah, well, whatever. But here's the thing. When I got through with that and the people, because it was newsworthy and, you know, on the news, all that. But what happened afterwards, the women that knew me, all of them wanted to sleep with me. All of them wanted to go to bed with me and this and that. Because they get off on that. It's some kind of, I don't know, I'm going to let the woman explain that. But they will have you, you know, you do something, they love the tough guy. You know, like what MC Light said back in the days, you want a roughneck. You know, that's just what it is.
Wow.
You know, but it's a dangerous thing. You know, when a man operates off his emotions.
Hey T, so T, let me go forward. Do you agree or do you don't agree?
I agree to an extent. So, but let me break it down to how I understand it.
Break it down, please.
What it is male and female. And this is the whole thing we saw with Will was the difference between a male and a man. And what we have here, what he's describing, Adrian here, is the fact that male and female, we all have feminine and masculine energies.
Uh-huh.
And so he's talking about these women that have gone into their masculine big time. And they want another man to come. They want a man to come in and be stronger than her because they're tired of being the it, the everything, and they take care of everything in the household. So they become overly masculine, and so they need that alpha man to come in and override some of the stuff that they do. It's like that. It's like taking your cape off and not having to be Superwoman all the time. So you need this man. You want him to stand up for you, to protect you in that way, in that form, in that fashion. But the sad thing about it is because the women are so masculine, we have made a whole generation of feminine dominated men. And those feminine dominated men don't know how to be masculine. They're not balanced in that way. And so guess what? They do the same thing as a drag queen. You take a flamboyant drag queen and he is doing all this extra hand gestures, all of these extra body gestures just to act like a woman. And if you know, the natural woman don't act like that. So when he got his ass up there and walked up there and slapped that man in front of everybody because his masculinity had been attacked in front of everybody, he wanted everybody to go, I'm a man. That's how he was. That's what he wanted to go and tell everybody, I'm a man. You don't have to do that when you're a man. When you are a man, you don't have to tell nobody you're a man.
Wow. That's pretty deep. So basically you're saying that's the point, just like, you know, if you, you know, whether you the baddest or what was that quote that they said that the loudest is the weakest?
Absolutely.
You ever heard that?
Absolutely. And I agree that, you know, Will been going through a lot of stuff, a lot of pressure. But, man, look, you don't use the world and a live stage and another damn human being, another brother for that. For your fucking therapy.
Wow. Mr. ADE, talk to me. Before, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. Billionaire Benny. And we're talking about the slap that was heard around the world. We'll be right back after this short break.
You're listening to The Benny Randall Show, certified number one in the world on BashaniRadio.com, New York City. So nice, they named it twice.
Hey, Chris Rutherford here. Wanted to drop my insight on Bashani Radio about the situation with Will Smith and Chris Rock. Here's the thing. If you listen to Will's autobiography, one, it is so good. It is so good. You would understand that how he's transitioned and he's evolved over the years. A lot of people are making assessments about where he is today or what he should have done back then. But having clarity on the journey that he's gone through, you will understand that this moment was a full circle moment for him. Something that he's been suffering with since childhood. And the second thing is, he who is without sin cast the first stone. We have to stop judging people for things that they do, thinking that we would have done differently if we would have been in their situation or their shoes. I think that we should offer grace to him and Chris Rock and not persecute people and shift blame, because we all have challenges that we have in our own lives. So for every minute I spend looking at them, that leaves me one less minute to look at my life.
I bet you won't. I bet you won't. I bet you won't. I bet you won't. That's right. I bet you won't. Because we will right here. I'm talking to Tanisha, Straight Up with Tanisha, and Mr. ADE, the Global Impact producer. And man, we talking about the slap that was heard around the world right here on Bashani Radio. And T just broke it down. What is your response to that, ADE?
I just want the men out there to understand we're to be the leaders, okay? And you can't lead acting like a woman. You can't, you know, being in your feelings and your emotions, you know, that's one thing we got to pull away from, being so emotional. And we got to do things by the numbers. That didn't make sense, what he did, you know? And as a man, because he wanted to protect, you know, in the dumb thing, protect her honor or you know, mm-hmm. protect, what you protecting her from? Ain't nobody touch her. You know what I'm
so,
saying?
So let me ask you that. Let mm-hmm. me put you in his shoes for now. I understand your opinion. That's the beauty. You know, we mm-hmm. live in a society where we can all have our opinions, but I uh-huh. want you to put yourself in that same seat Will was in, the same situation, and that was your wife. How would you have handled mm-hmm. it? How would you have handled it?
Well, here's the thing. Hopefully, I wouldn't have let it build up to this point.
But if okay? you did, but he if had, you did. Listen,
well, that's Will's fault, because he's let it build up to this point. He hasn't said, he's been at the red table and he acting like he the wife, and, you know, he just, oh, yeah, so, well,
did
yes,
you
Jay
say,
is right.
Did you say Will acting like he the wife?
Yeah, because everything that she's saying, he's going along with. It's like she's leading the relationship. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so now you want to get some balls about you? Now you want to press up on your homeboy who you know ain't going to threaten you? That was weak, man. You understand mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Tanisha, come back.
I don't even think he grabbed his balls back. I think she had him in that little clutch purse she was carrying.
Yeah, she passed him to him.
Y'all wrong. The opinions expressed here are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio and its affiliates, its sponsors, and advertisers. Their opinions expressed here are strictly of that of the guests, ADE but, and Tanisha. I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
But I tell you this. What I saw, here's the bigger picture, right? All that there, because that's just commentary, what we were doing. But the bigger picture, what I saw, what really jumped into me and put fear into me was the fact that, like, even what Denzel said, at your highest moment is when the devil will attack you, will come at you.
Facts, facts.
And what I saw in that, because I went through that. I experienced that. And when you're about to see, like the father tell you, he'll give you your heart's desires. Will's heart desire was to win that Oscar. Okay. That's what he'd been working his life for, to get to that point. Right. So mm-hmm. whatever your desires are, but that's when the devil will show up to really challenge you. And at that point, when he's going to get the blessing that he's been looking for, his heart desires, the devil got on it. And this is real. See, we don't fight flesh and blood. but spirits and principalities. See, we don't see the hand that was really in the background. All we're talking about is all this other stuff and all this here. But the real thing, the devil was right there playing everything like a puppet.
Yeah, the devil did shit.
What you
say? Sometimes
I dig it, Mom.
Really,
I dig what you're saying.
People always talking about the devil did this and the devil did that. That was that man's own bad choices. He's had a magnitude, like you said. He's been dealing with so much stuff. That was the weight of his own poor ass choices. You know, he chooses to stay with a woman and he's not happy. He's you know, he's working hard. I get that. And he really wanted that Oscar. And you know, if he wanted it in the right context and if he wanted it the right way, then he would have went up there and he wouldn't have did that to another black man, knowing that he's the number one, two, three, four, fifth or sixth black man to ever get one. It was such an honorable ass moment, and he blew it. He blew it tremendously in my life. And it's so funny because Kanye was just saying, he said, oh, but I've been banned from going to the Oscars. What about this? Kanye was comical to me. And honestly, I think Will has to be banned too.
Well, I could tell you this, you know, because the greatest trick is for the devil to make people think he don't exist, you know. And there are wicked and evil principalities at work. And when we can't understand that, see, spiritual eyes can see that. Carnal eyes not going to see that. So I get it. I understand. But what I can tell you is when I looked at that, I seen how more I need to be connected to the Father, because I got goals in life. I got things, and I know I can blow my position and my opportunity by losing it, because the devil will use somebody to come and throw me off my path when I'm getting my heart's desires. And everybody out there needs to know this. They need to be conscious of this and make sure that they get a connection and a better connection with the Father, because this is how you get tricked. And we're looking at everything else. But one question I want y'all to really think about, it didn't make sense, did it? We sitting here talking like, wow, this was crazy. And how could he do this, this and that? That's why you got to look deeper. Because it didn't make sense, but it makes sense when you look at it through spiritual eyes. Because now this man has messed up his whole legacy, his whole career. He was at the pinnacle. He was going to get the Oscar. Literally, pun intended. And this is what he did.
Still got it.
Yeah, it ain't the same though.
He still got it.
Are you trying to say he tarnished that moment forever? Is that what you're saying? And are
he
you
tarnished
do you,
his
do,
own moment?
Do you
and
think
it ain't
that's gonna
over. Make
his, do you think that's gonna do anything to his career? Or do
yes,
people
I do.
Expect why is that?
Because she's right there telling you that she's disappointed in Will and that it made her feel a certain kind of way, and for him to do that was dead wrong. So
you're talking about she, that's Tanisha. That's who you're talking about, right?
Tanisha.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, Tanisha. So what I'm saying, how many more millions of people feel just like her?
Interesting.
That's not good.
Tanisha.
Will had a clean record, okay?
Oh, snap. You say he had a clean record. Like
he had a clean record.
What does that mean?
All that clean. It's all right.
In public.
But,
she's
saying. It's all right. It's all right. Well, what about, okay, so let me ask you this. What is your view and your thought of the people who think that what he did was absolutely okay? I literally talked to a person today that felt like what he did was gangster and it was right and it was a boss move. The way he walked up there, slapped this man, walked back to his seat, buttoned his coat, sat down in his chair, and then yelled and cussed at him.
Okay.
In a crowd full of people on live TV.
Okay.
What about the people that think that was okay?
Okay, check it out. Well, here we're talking about numbers now. We're going to have to do this by the numbers. How many people think it's okay as opposed to how many people think it's not okay. And this is going to change as the days come. And one thing people are going to do is come to more and more logic as the days go by. The numbers going to have to add up. So
today,
do you got any
50?
Right. Do you have any kids?
My kids grown.
Okay, no problem. But any of your kids, if you went and you told them, you know, about, you know, you pissed them off. You said something they didn't like or what have you, and you really pissed them off. And I'm sure you done really pissed your kids off at some point, and they slapped the shit out you. Would they be in the right? Well, how would you feel? Would you think that was okay?
Of course not. I never
did. Okay. So my point is, at the end of the day, sound minds are going to weigh in on this. You understand? Because you can't, you can bullcrap some of the time. You understand? But it's going to, the numbers are going to start coming in, and then it's going to start hitting people. Maybe it wasn't right.
It may hit some, but I'm going to tell you, there are some men who are going to always defend that because they're in that same boat. They're in that same demasculated masculine boat.
But it's not going to outweigh the masses. I guarantee you that.
It won't. But I'm just saying, as of today, it's a 50-50.
Right. But like I said, give it a little time to marinate. I can guarantee you, because one thing I study is human nature. You understand what I'm saying? And the way the world is today, and a lot of the PC stuff can be taken too far. But I'm just... I'm not biased on anything. I look at it for what it is. It was dead wrong.
Do you think that Chris Rock should file charges?
No, because that's beneath him.
Yeah. He already said he was declined. He declined. They already asked him.
But he still can, and he was offensive. So why do you think that's beneath him?
Because for this, you know, it's like this. Putting him in jail or going through that, I dig it, but that's not, I don't want to see no brothers in jail. I really don't. I don't like that because of the system and what it is, this and that. I know he made a mistake and he probably need his ass whooped for it, but putting him in jail, that's something else. You understand? Maybe they, you know what
okay,
I thought
so
when I saw it. Uh-huh.
What about, my thoughts was this, maybe not jail, but I do feel like that Chris Rock should do file a civil suit on his ass at the very least.
Well, that's going to be beneath him too.
So T, you thinking that something has to be done to send a message? Is that why you're saying
think
that?
Something needs to be done. I'm sorry.
I understand. I don't disagree with you, but filing a civil suit is not. Chris not going to do that. The reason why, because that's going to make him look, amongst his peers. It's like people with money don't talk about money. You understand what I'm saying? They don't show and brag their money and this and that.
Bill got way more money than Chris. And
I wouldn't
have a problem taking it.
I understand, but
you ain't right, T.
That's the other thing about people with money.
You ain't right. You ain't right.
Yeah, But what I'm saying is, I mean, let's say Chris got $50 million and Will got $350. The thing is, Chris ain't hurting for nothing. Chris living, you know, pretty well, just pretty much just how Will is. Because you can only
he ain't
get
hurt
so much
for
money.
Nothing, but he just got slapped. Like a
yeah, that's
child.
A diff- you know what
for
I think
the
they
whole world.
You know what I think
a
they
man. See, he's not a kid. That man slapped him like he was a little girl. But he's a grown man. He's a grown-ass man with a wife and kids. He got a mama that was watching. You know what? He got a mama that probably told all of her friends, watch my baby is going to be up there doing the award. I want you to see my baby up there. This whole family was watching, and this nigga slapped him like he was a girl.
Listen.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
I don't care. You can sit there and say he above it all that.
Okay.
I think he should get something.
I dig what you're saying.
T, you sound like you just want something.
I dig what you're saying, but let me tell you something. By Chris not doing nothing, guess what's going to happen? People like you are going to bring the hammer down on Will. Public opinion is going to be even stronger because Chris Rock is handling it the way he's handling it. And people are going to feel like you, and Will Smith going to catch it. Trust me. I'm telling you. Because it's going to piss people off because they like, well, damn, ain't no retribution, ain't no repercussions for what he did. And then he was at the party last night throwing it up like it was all good. People is pissed. I'm telling you. It's
so he went to the parties afterwards after all of that happened, like nothing happened?
Yeah, dancing with Oscar. Yeah.
Party like a rock star.
Yeah.
And then his son going on Twitter and said, that's how we do it.
Oh man. Oh, wow.
And did y'all see that boy walking around in that orange ombre suit? I was like, you ain't going up there and slapping nobody.
Like,
that's how we do it.
Yeah.
Find your ass down.
Yeah. People not going to like that. You know what I'm saying? People not going to like that. I'm telling you. And with Chris not saying nothing, people going to take that fight for him.
Okay.
And I thought, one thing I would say, I thought that if anything, they need to have a celebrity match, and that would be great.
And they fight it out, bring it down, yeah, like for charity or something like that. I don't think Chris gonna do that because then he might get beat up. You remember what you call it, Ali did. So that probably won't be a good matchup. You know, so let us turn to the global impact of it now. You got everything out you needed to get out so we can expand a little bit here. Because you was feeling it for a second.
I'm with it.
What'd you say? You winning?
No, I said I'm with it.
Okay.
Whatever flow we on, I'm on it.
Okay, so let's talk about the global impact now. Now we know what the personal impact is. Let's talk about the global impact of what we just saw. Because first and foremost, this was the first Oscar that was put on by a black man and a black woman, that being Will Packard. And the other young lady. I don't know her name. I'll try to get that before we get off of here. But, you know, how much has it impacted, you know, because, you know, some people going to look at it and say, see what happens when we put him in control. Will Packard did an excellent job. He had nothing to do with the actions of Will Smith. But you know how you can be guilty by association. You know what I mean?
Well,
don't no matter what.
The whole thing turned in the world star, because right after that, when they was doing Will Smith, when he was doing his 6-minute uninterrupted speech, your girl's titties popped out.
Who was that?
Venus.
Really? I didn't hear that.
Keep on flicking the camera because her titties was out.
Oh, I ain't see. What do you got?
I had to go back to screenshot it.
T, what do you got? You got a pay per view version or something of the Oscars? Okay. Because
Venus's titties was out. Serious.
Okay, I missed that part.
Yeah, I missed that part.
And I don't know how y'all missed it, because I'm telling you, they kept on showing that Oscar screen, because he got 6 minutes of uninterrupted except for her titties. Her titty interrupted that joker 3 times. They had to flash. They went to the camera. Whoop! They pulled the camera back. Then she tried to cover it up. That titty was out. And if you go on Twitter right now, put Venus's titty, it's all over the internet.
Well, I'm gonna look for it.
Send me your phone number. I'll text it to you. That's all. I'll tell you, last night was popping.
Oh my goodness, that is hilarious.
So you talking about a world view. This world star, they had people getting their ass whooping titties. That's world star. That's the Oscar. With the black folks ran.
Hey, T, send it to me private and I'll push it to him.
Okay.
I want to monitor what you sent. Send it to me private and I'll send it to ADE. All right? Send it to me. All right?
Okay. Here's my take. Here's my take on that.
What's your take, ADE? I don't know if your take is as good as her take.
Well, my take probably not as good as her. But my thing is, what Will did is like he did that for his emotions and his woman, but he lost the whole village. You understand what I'm saying? It was because what happened, two black men, you got to think about this, two black, all that's flashing all over the world right now is two black men, superstars,
yeah,
hitting each other.
They are superstars.
You understand?
Yeah, absolutely.
In an altercation, and it's like, that made us look, if that right there was like, see, they're really, you can't put them nowhere. They're animals of this. See, if it was white people could have did the same thing. But they going to judge us different. That's just what it is. You understand what I'm saying? Not that a white man wouldn't have did that. It's just that because it was us and because we already so far behind the eight ball dealing with them anyway, that's just one more thing. So Will has a lot to, you know, be accountable for and to answer for, because he just did something. You know, I don't give a damn about the Oscars or this thing. People say, well, he did it, the Oscars, this and that. But when it comes to this point, this national platform, an international platform, he really set us back real bad. You know what I'm saying? Because we already got it bad. You know, so for doing that, and all I see is just these two black men in action mode, in freeze frame, all over the world. Like, he just hit him. He swung and he's leaning back. And it's just terrible, man. It's terrible for us. He did that for him and his wife, but you sacrificed
it, it
all
has
of us.
A worldwide impact. Yeah, so yeah. In that aspect.
Well, they got some ratings. After he hit him, everybody turned on the Oscars, because we was, I'm going to tell you like this, black folks wasn't even watching the shit, but we cut it on right then. When I got the call, actually I was on the phone, they said something just happened on the Oscars. I cut it on and I was watching. There you go. The ratings went through the damn roof.
Tanisha, they called you to let you know right away, hon. You got the inside scoop, huh?
I was on it before the stuff went out. Then I saw this city. I was like, what?
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's why you have to listen to Tanisha, Straight Up with Tanisha, on Vannoy.com. It is only subscription. Because you see how she get down, so she can only be on subscription. you can't put her out here in the public. So that's just how that's going down. But Tanisha, let me ask you, outside of Venus tits, right? What global impact you think it from the opposite side? What detriment do you think it did to us as a group of people?
It's one of those things, like, it's exactly like Adrian said. It kind of confirmed what they were thinking. They already was thinking that you can't let them do this, you can't let them do that. But I also think it still just really, really hurt Will. Like, it's going to hurt him. It may not have hit so much, you know, he kind of cried to clean it up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do think that it's going to hurt him in the long run, because he's such a mega star. And people really look up to him. And you know, I don't know if you listened to my podcast today, because I talked about it. And I'm like, he just exposed his brokenness big time.
I heard Steve Harvey saying earlier today that Will totally understands Hollywood, so he should have known, you know, because he's so Hollywood, he should have known how that was going to go down. And he said it seemed like he played into that Hollywood thing, and there's a difference when we play Hollywood and they play Hollywood. What is your thought on that?
I agree that he didn't know how to master his reactions at all. He reacted first. He did not think. And again, you have to look at that tape when he got up out of his seat, walked up there. He had time to think. He had time to turn around. He had time to do something completely different. And he decided to hit this man. So he just failed on so many levels. Just a fail. He does not get a pass. Not from me.
Mm. So
he could have made technically
you
all that time.
So I understand what you meant about his decision and whatnot. Do you think Jada played a role in because of her response or her no response, or what's your thought on that? You being a black woman, you being a black woman, what is your thought on that?
I think she ultimately does, in the sense that they harbor a lot of brokenness together. They are. Oh man, I don't even know how to say it. After all these years of being together, when you probably shouldn't, they're toxic. Mm. That was toxic energy.
So, do you think that this was just the build up from the last few months of everything being exposed and everybody coming to them?
I think it's a combination of probably the past 10 years.
Oh,
then everybody has a breaking point.
Because that was definitely an explosion, you know, of emotion.
Yeah,
that was an explosion of emotion.
But you know what? It's so funny. I've always heard this, and I don't know. You may have heard it too. They say it's not about what they call you; it's about what you answer to.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, absolutely heard.
And
that.
And he showed us that he answered to the bullshit that was put out there. He responded poorly.
Wow. ADE, talk to me.
Yeah, I just say that, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's like people when they win the lotto, or they get, like I said, they get something they wanted so much, and, you know, they sabotage themselves, you know. They lose all the money, or they just mess it up. Like a brother in the hood, he could, you know, the man could go in there and give him a job and hire him. Now he making money for his family, this and that, and job great. He doing everything great. And then he just starts stealing from the man. He don't know why. He's just stealing from whatever. Cause first of all, he feels that he's really unworthy. I don't care what levels people appear and you would think they're at. He never got an Oscar before. He never been at that level. So there was an insecurity on all of that as well. So he self-sabotaged. You dig what I'm saying? It was so, people do that. That's just the thing. That's why I tell you, you know, again, you have to be, only thing I know is the word to center you. You know, people call it a fantasy. They say it's hocus pocus, whatever, but it's the only thing I know that can center you from all the foolishness, because there's too much going on in the world for us to stay focused, you know, and these things will overwhelm you, but the word will keep you stable and grounded. So whether you think it's hocus pocus or not, trust me, just practice it and it'll work. It'll work for you where you won't be making these kind of rulings and judgments that can get you just all messed up like he is now. You know what I'm saying? And Will is, Will don't know if he coming or going.
He
you know what I'm saying?
Messed up.
Yeah.
You say he what?
He
I'm sorry?
Messed up.
You know, do you think they're going to, do you think there's going to be a fallout, you know, based on all of this? I heard
Definitely.
What you said, ADE, you said that, you know, right now people are still in a shock phase, but,
right,
the build up over a period of time, is that wave is not going to flow with him. It's going to flow against him.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I agree.
He thinks he got away.
Slap?
Yeah.
What'd you say, T?
I said, how many black men do y'all know slap? I'm still stuck on that. He slapped him. What? I said, did he punch him? And he slapped him. Nigga, no, he slapped him like a girl. He hit him like a girl. Mm. He bitch slapped this grown ass man. He went up and slapped him. He hit him like a girl. Like he was. I want y'all to really think about it. I'm take a minute. Take 2 seconds and think about it. He slapped him. Black people don't slap. We'll knock your ass out, closed fist and all. He slapped him.
Maybe he didn't want to hurt him. He just wanted to send a message.
Right. That's what I'm telling you.
I think that's what it
shows you.
He didn't want to hurt him.
That shows you, too, that he didn't have the conviction that a lot of people think he did.
I see what you mean. Like, go all, if you're going to go all the way.
Exactly. You understand?
That makes sense. I didn't look at it like that. That does make sense.
Yeah, that's why he loved Tapton. You dig what I'm saying? Because he wasn't serious. He wasn't serious about that.
No, it was all feminine as hell. That's what it was.
You know what though? I think you both are right. if he really was holding that commitment, as you say, ADE,
mm-hmm.
that hand would have been closed, and it would have been a punch.
It would have been a fist,
right? Yeah. And that
he'd have punched him right in the face,
right? And that would have been something deep.
Punishment for even the crime that everybody accused Chris Rock of. So I don't know if y'all heard Will Smith's speech or his little comment earlier this morning. He said it didn't have nothing to do with Chris Rock or Jada. It was something about his mom. He said it was about his mom getting beat by his dad and him never being
who
able
said
to
this?
Defend her. This was what Will Smith said.
Will don't know what the hell it was about. Okay?
Yeah,
Will still lost.
This is what happened.
Yeah, I know. That's all he's going to do.
Ass liar.
Yes. He don't know what it was about. He all yeah, over the place known- right now.
It wasn't about Chris Rock and it wasn't about Jada. He said,
so why he hit him?
I wanted to protect my mom. Your mom
man,
didn't
man sit your it. Ass down somewhere.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. No, I didn't hear that part, so but is that what he's saying? This is what you heard him say?
Yeah, that was this morning. And I was still touching.
He said, so it was not about Chris Rock and it was not about his wife. He wanted to protect his mom. I think he might be referring to some stuff. I think that if you listen to his audio book, I think you'll get an understanding of that, because he did talk about.
I heard about that.
His mom. Charlamagne said that. I heard that too.
Witnesses
his
mom.
He probably got that from Charlamagne when he said that. Around 6 o'clock this morning. So that probably gave him a good idea on what to say.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, that is ADE. That is not Benny Randall. That is not Bashani Radio. That is ADE. Go ahead.
And that's the truth.
Woo! He said he probably got. So you say he was looking for a way out, ADE.
Yeah.
And that's what that was.
Look, we're going to hear all kind of shit come out this man's mouth. He's poetic and everything. And all that crying, he just won an Oscar. You don't think a nigga can cry?
He was crying because he was scared. He didn't know what was going to happen.
And everybody else's face when he was giving his speech, they were scared too. They didn't know what they was dealing with.
If you know that awkward quietness after like Chris Rock got slapped, like people didn't even know if they should laugh from this point on. Like he was trying
laugh
to continue. He was
one.
Trying. He was.
He didn't know what was next. Okay, he was scared. You know what I'm saying? He was glad when Denzel and them other folks walked up to him and was talking to him. He quickly just calmed down. You understand? Because that ain't him. That wasn't him. So he got to, but the thing was, he didn't know if the police was coming.
He got enough money for slap.
The police would have been there.
You're right about that. But he got enough money. Even if he was, he'll get out of jail with no problem.
Listen,
it was a slap. It wasn't a punch.
I'm gonna tell you something that happened too. People say, "Well, why Chris Rock didn't make another joke and say, well, if he that mad in March, I sure hate to see him in August." But listen,
Oh my goodness, that would have, dude, that, yo, that would have been good. Like you came up that with that all by yourself.
Listen. I think Chris Rock was just as defeated, honestly. You know,
listen, Chris,
I think everybody's talking about Will, but did you not see Chris Rock? He was,
Chris was shattered.
He was hurt, and that's why I'm so pissed, and that's why I'm like, I want him to get some restitution for it, something. I don't care what.
Yeah, but Chris,
I don't care about Will no more.
Ooh.
Look, see?
Come
on.
You hear her?
Oh, really?
You hear her? That's what I'm telling you.
You're not going to watch no more Will Smith movies, RT?
Listen.
I ain't gonna lie, I just watched that one of King Richard's. It was really good.
Right,
but I'm not saying that. And I'm not a big Chris Rock fan.
I ain't saying Chris Rock. I said Will Smith.
What? I'm not a huge TV person anyway.
Yeah, I understand, but that's not the question I asked you, T. You got to answer the question.
Point,
the question that I said,
watch.
T, can you just listen to the question? You just be just I'm running your point. Mouth. Oh, you be
hey,
running
you
your mouth.
She'll love me, though.
No, she'll watch. A lot of people are watching stuff, but you're missing what it is. This is different. Like Leslie Nielsen, he said something. He was just looking for a black person to go out and kill, you know, and do something, too, because
They're doing too much with that.
Yeah, but here's the thing with that that's a different situation. That makes you don't want to watch his movies no more. But with Will, this is just, it was wrong what he did. So you're going to have a distaste for him. People might still watch a movie. You dig what I'm saying? But that the energy they had for him before has been tarnished. You know what I'm saying? And he can't, it's unfortunately, he'll die with that. You know what I'm saying? And the more Chris Rock doesn't say anything and take it on the chin, well, he took it on the face, but the more he, you know.
Oh, you got jokes today, bro. You got jokes.
I love it. But he, you know, he's going to give the people more ammunition to go against Will Smith, and it'll tarnish Will Smith even more.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris Rock, when, I'm going to tell you another thing, when he hit him, Chris' mind was going through his mind, but Chris kind of got pissed off at 1 second. After a minute, he kind of got pissed off, and he was finna say something, and he was like, Chris was thinking, but you know what happened? Chris say, well, damn, ain't no security run up here. Ain't nobody grab him. He done went back to his seat, sat back in his seat, and ain't nobody did nothing. So
right.
you know what? I ain't finna say nothing else because they going to let him kick my ass up here.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And that puts a fear because he had no protection. Nobody did nothing.
Right. And you know what? That fear that you just witnessed.
Nobody walked on stage either. You notice that? It was like they left him there.
Nobody
came to his rescue or anything. What do you think that is? You think everybody was just in a shock stage?
They were in a shock, and it was Will Smith. And they didn't know whether it was staged. It was just
right.
Going
Nobody
on,
knew but, if it was staged. It took me watching it four times. Said, oh no, that's for real.
Yeah, but yeah. Chris Rock felt he was going through that. Those seconds that everybody else in shock, he's in shock too. But he's like, damn, ain't nobody coming to my rescue.
Now,
I'm out here all
by myself.
I want
you to think about this because when I took my first gun course, they were talking about the policeman's fear. Okay, these policemen, when they have a shootout and they accidentally kill somebody with a gun because they're afraid, when you look at the fear that you just assessed on Chris Rock, had he been a policeman with a gun, and now you know that this man, other man's intentions was not as bad as you said they were because you assessed that, but in the moment of that,
he would have shot the shit out of him.
And he left alone. He would have shot him dead, and he would have got off the hook.
That's right.
I tell people all the time, you got look at that fear, and assess it, and understand what that is.
That's right. That's why a lot of people get killed.
Scary people don't need guns.
That's right.
Well, yeah. That makes sense. They said you should fear a person who's never really used a gun than you should a person who's very comfortable with a gun, because out of emotion, a person with fear will get it and just start shooting, not really understanding the magnitude of what they're doing at that very moment, because they're moving with fear versus somebody who's trained and said, you know, and knows, okay, I can't do this because this is the ramifications of this.
And that's so my point is, there's no telling what Chris Rock will do in later date.
So you think that he may retaliate in some fashion or form?
I think he's going to go and press some type of charges or a civil suit or something at some point. I know it's something that I want him to do, but I honestly think he will do it. Once he go back and think and process his own emotions and his own hurt and his own fear and how he was treated, how he felt, he's going to want some damn revenge. As a man, he's going to sit back and that's going to sit and soak, and he's going to do something. That's just my thought.
I don't think so, because, like I said, his peers, they right now, he's getting all the accolades and sympathy for what happened to him. You understand?
Nobody want no accolades and sympathy.
I'm just telling you.
His pride and his manhood got left on that damn stage. The hell with sympathy?
But the thing is, if he was to file, he's not going to file the charges, and he's not going to file for a civil lawsuit. It just would not work amongst his group of people. It would not. It just won't look good. And
because it won't be about money, because they both got money. So it won't be about money.
But it's not about money.
Yeah, I know. But the people who usually go after people in that manner are looking for some type of financial gain or financial hurt. You know, let me hurt him. I'm going to take some money from him, and I'm going to hurt him by taking this money from him, and I'm enjoying the money. I don't think that happens with two wealthy people.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Y'all know people getting real shitty these days, and they getting real shitty. I just want y'all to take note. And when it do, if we do, I want to be back on the show.
And Denzel.
Oh, Lordy. Denzel
spoke to him too last night. You think what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, they put him to the side. A lot of them, they pulled him to the side and had, even Tyler Perry, if I'm correct.
Right. So, well, not Will Smith. I'm talking about Chris Rock.
Oh, they pulled Chris. Oh, I didn't see that part.
They say he left the stage
and no, mm-hmm. he hasn't communicated with anybody since he left.
Mm-hmm. No, Chris Rock. I mean, Denzel went to the stage and Chris bent down and it over in the corner and he was talking to Chris.
During the show? See, I didn't see the whole show, so.
Niggerish.
Hey, not the N-word. T.
I think
You think, use the N. Stop it.
Niggerish.
All right. Okay. Go ahead, ADE. I apologize.
I think it was during that same time of the commercial break or what have you, and the lights were down, and Denzel went up to the stage, and Chris bent down, and he was whispering and talking to him in his ear, whatever, what have you, and you know what I'm saying? So when you get that kind of, you know, conversation from somebody like Denzel, who he respects and this and that, and so...
I don't think he's going back. I'm with you on this, ADE. I don't think he's going to go back and say, okay. I want to press charges right now. But does he need some type of closure? I think he does. I'm not sure what that looks like, but I know he needs closure.
Will should apologize. And he didn't. He didn't even apologize in his sorry ass speech. You understand what I'm saying?
He apologized to everybody except him.
That's what tell you it was bull crap. You understand what I'm saying? Because he didn't apologize to him because he felt like what he did was right. because he's defending all these damn anonymous people. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, it's bull crap. It was just bull crap, man. Will can go ahead somewhere and sit down with that shit he talking about, because it was stupidity what he did.
That was powerful. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are over the time, and this is going on. We may have to have a part two after Will Smith come and check ADE. Okay.
I hit back.
You heard it. But Shawnee Radio is advertisers or sponsors. We don't condone any type of violence of any fashion.
And it won't be no slap either.
The opinions expressed here are that strictly of the guests and their people and their own thoughts, not that of Bashani Radio. And we do not condone any type of violence, but we do like to have a conversation and allow people to voice their opinion. T, your final words. It's not a final word. Talk to me, T.
I just think he was wrong. And I think something should be done to him for it.
Will Smith. I think so. Mm-hmm. I think they probably would take the award, because that's the only thing they really can do.
Well,
I don't think they're gonna press charges, and I think they may ban him from next.
I think they may ban him
maybe next year.
Just
to show, you know, because you can't do it to one and not do it to the others. And Kanye just said something and the Grammys disinvited him. So he actually went up, and you remember, this has never happened in the history of the Oscars. So I just don't think they even know what to do at this point. They're trying to figure it out.
Award away.
Why you say that?
I mean, because he earned that. He did. But his behavior after the fact, I mean, he was going to get the award last week.
Regardless.
I think that he should not be allowed to come back.
I think that may happen. They may ban him for a year or two.
And, you know, the funny thing is.
But I think they're trying to be careful, too. Because remember, the whole reason why they even have a black producer this year is because everybody was saying the Oscars so white. And now they're trying to make up. So now they're trying to be careful of how they deal with this situation. And they want to deal with it in a delicate way, but also show that they did something other than making making a statement about it. You know what I mean? Because if they don't do anything, then that's going to open the door for anybody to do anything when you come to the Oscars, and they're just not going to have that.
No, they shouldn't. And that says that it's okay to just walk up on the stage and hit a comedian or somebody who's making a joke and doing their job.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, and ADE, your final words.
I say that no, I don't think they should take his Oscar, because that's a different situation. Should he, maybe ban him for the next 10, 20 years from the Oscars? But and as far as the violence or whatever, we shouldn't be indulging in that, but I do, believe in protecting yourself at all times. But what I would say, like I was telling people, we just got to realize there's a bigger message here, because, there's two things. What Will did, is he really, us as black folks, at the end of the day, what he did, he didn't help us at all, in trying to, move better. He didn't teach our kids anything better. He didn't, so because this kind of behavior will get people hurt,
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, that was a negative he will have to deal with for the rest of his life. He will not live that down. And public opinion is going to, the universe is going to take care of Will and what he did. It's unfortunate that he didn't realize, you know, what he was doing before he did it, but he will pay for that. Trust me, for the rest of his life. And so we don't make the same mistakes. Like I said, we got to make sure we prayed up and we study that word so we can stay balanced and focused and not fall for the trick of the enemy, because that's all that was. This was this man's biggest night. Mm-hmm. This is what his heart's desires was. And he gave it all up in an instant. The Oscar doesn't even count no more. You understand what I'm saying? We're not even talking about what the greatness he did. He just sabotaged all that. So we got to be careful. We do not fight flesh and blood, but spirits and principalities. It's real. And when you believe it's not, you just set yourself up to get got.
Mm. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you joining us for another episode of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. Billionaire Benny. And, you know, we had a lot of fun here today, but we had a conversation, and that's what was important. And I believe that's what I always wanted Bashani Radio to be, a place that, you know, we can have a different voice. We can have different opinions, whether we agree with each other, we don't agree with each other. But regardless of whatever it is, we had a conversation, and that's what's important. And I'm sure this conversation is going to go on for days and weeks and somehow be a stain in history. But we got to watch what we do in public just as valuable as what we do in private. A person once told me a long time ago that emotion is just energy in motion. And since it's energy in motion, it's important for us to control that energy. Men have a way. I understand both sides of it. Those who say he protected her honor and those who said he was just stupid. I understand both of them. And I think we as men, the same way I can call people and say, let's have a conversation, whether we agree or not, I can call ADE and we can have a conversation. I don't condone any type of violence. I can call T and say, let's have a conversation, whether we agree or don't agree. And I think that's what the end result needs to be, ladies and gentlemen. We need to be able to have a conversation with each other, and we need to be able to talk things out before we walk things out. And if we're going to walk things out, there's a way to do that privately. All right. And I just hope that something good comes from this. I hope there's some type of teaching lesson come from this. ADE, I appreciate you being on. If people want to learn more about you, where could they reach you at, my brother?
They can get me on MCADE, Bass Mechanic, on Facebook. I think that's what it is. And then they can get me on Instagram, creator of Miami Bass. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
He think that what it is. Y'all just go ahead. And T, where could, and people want to learn more about you, where could they learn more about you at?
Oh, if they want to come on and check me out on Facebook, on What Tanisha Said, or they can go on Vinoy and subscribe and listen to this awesome show. It comes out every week of Straight Up with Tanisha. And you can also catch me on What Tanisha Said on Instagram. If you're interested in all that witchy pool stuff, I do herbs and oils on Meraki Alchemy. All right now.
All right. And this is Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. You can reach me at BashaniRadio.com, or you can reach me at Benny On Demand, my private community where we get up close and personal. That's Benny On Demand, BENNIE, OnDemand.com. Or, you know, or check out this show every week where we drop it here. You can find me on some social medias, but I'm in social media jail, so you probably won't see some of my stuff, but that's all good. That's why I own my network, so they can put me in jail in their platform, but they can't put me in jail on this platform because I own this platform. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. But you can definitely find me at Bashani Radio, or you can find me at BennyRandall.com. Or if you want to get up close and personal, you can find me at BennyOnDemand.com. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle, and I appreciate all you guys for listening. We'll probably have a part two. You can leave your messages inside the app. Just go to feedback and leave a 40, 50, 60 second message and let us know what you thought about the show, whether you agree with ADE, whether you agree with Tanisha, whether you agree with me or whatever we said. We want to know, hear your feedback and see what you feel, all right?
So I think that Will, number one, overreacted and could have been handled backstage or after the show. But I think what he did to stand up for his wife at the same time was good. I just think it was the wrong time to do it on the stage in front of the world and everyone to see. So, you know, I think this is something that he just didn't think about before he did it. And I think he could have did something better and in a different way.
And just remember, everything you do, just make sure you keep coming in hot.
It's never been easier.
I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in hot. Coming in high.